Chapter 22. Sally wiped the tears from her face with the back of her hands. This was no time to be getting emotional. She stood up, took a deep breath, then went into Tim's tiny kitchen. It was barely 6 feet square, but it had everything he needed, which was basically a sink, a small fridge, and a microwave. There was a double hot plate, but no oven. He usually either ate out or used Deliveroo. And the fact there wasn't room for a washing machine had never bothered him because he preferred to use a laundrette anyway. She bent down and opened the fridge. As usual, there was little in the way of fresh food. But there was a yogurt that was only nudging its sell-by date, so she took it out. She smiled when she saw the bottle of rosé wine lying on the bottom shelf. There'd been a deal on at the local off-license, buy six and get one free. That had been, what, 6 months ago? She and Tim had drunk six of the bottles, but he had obviously kept the last one. As a reminder of her. Was that creepy or romantic? She shook her head and took out a can of Dr. Pepper. She sat on the sofa and turned on the television. It was tuned to Sky News, and she watched it as she ate the yogurt and sipped her soft drink. There was no mention on the TV of what had happened at the Wimbledon house, but that was to be expected. There was no way MI5 would go public. The opposite, in fact. They would move heaven and earth to keep it quiet. She lay back on the sofa and swung her feet onto the table. She needed to talk to someone at Tem's house, but who? She was worried about Hadley, but if he was a traitor, who was he working for? And why kill everyone at the Wimbledon house? The fact that the computers had been ransacked suggested that there was something in the house that the men wanted. But if Hadley had wanted anything from the Wimbledon house, he could have just turned up and taken it. He was a regular visitor. It was his domain. She shook her head, trying to focus her thoughts. How were the attackers managing to find her everywhere she went? They could have been tracking her phone, but that wouldn't explain everything. She didn't have the phone when she went to her home in Fulham, and one of the Black Outlanders was already there. So they also knew who she was and where she lived. Had that information come from someone within Tem's house? Or the house in Wimbledon? Maybe the attackers hadn't killed everybody straight away. Maybe they'd kept someone alive and questioned them, and that person had told them about her. Or maybe they had all been betrayed by someone who usually worked at the house, but who hadn't been there today. She took another drink of Dr. Pepper and thought about who had been missing from the house. Three of the footies were on holiday. Angela Lavin was on her honeymoon in Marbella. And Hamid Kadiri and Louise Chadwick were on short-term leave. Louise had been redecorating a bedroom for her mother and was due back in the house tomorrow. And Hamid had taken a week off to rehearse with his band. Could one of them have been involved? Louise knew where Sally lived, but she didn't think Angela and Hamid did. And anyway, what reason could they possibly have had for killing everybody? The only footy who had been involved with actual cases was Drew Mountford, but he was winding down in preparation for retirement. She felt as if she was going around in circles and getting no closer to solving the mystery. Her eyes were starting to get heavy, and she blinked, trying to stay awake. She was dog-tired, partly from all the running she'd done, but the stress was having an effect too. She lay back, surrendering to the exhaustion.